Hi everybody, this is Samuel.
This is Rudy.
And in this week of...
But
here's the thing. We're going to be talking about relationships. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know what? I had something in my head.
Wow.
And I completely lost it. A joint of two people who are fond of each other to later turn into love and marriage... Children and houses doesn't always come in that order, but essentially the same thing. Relationships. But here's the thing, it's told by two guys who are kind of dumb.
I think that was good. Corny.
I am completely corny.
I love it.
Good.
I love corny.
I think I always like corny. I even like corny in relationships.
Same.
A part of me, like, when I see it, it is cringe sometimes. But it's like, it's weird because you would take part in it no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see a relationship where you just can't be corny.
It's fun. It's fun, yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to be talking about relationships today.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't even know how to start this off.
Me either.
Rudy, I want to ask you a good question.
Uh-huh.
When it comes to relationships, who are people you look up to? Like, goals, I guess.
There's always, well, there's my parents.
Of course.
There's, I don't know. Who are my role models? Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
I was going to say, yeah, any celebrities or shows that you've seen that give you...
I don't know, because I feel like everyone's relationship is different, you know? Like, you want what they have, but then, you know, everyone's gonna... The relationship's different, so...
It's like a... I think it's always good to have role models, but to understand that, you know, you don't have to follow in their footsteps. Yeah,
okay, that's... Oh, okay.
Because, like, it's like... it's like the structure on a building. It's not the whole building, but it's something that's good to lean on. Yeah.
Both our buildings are square, but mine has a patio.
Exactly. Yeah, yours has additions or different things from it. It's just how it works. We all are gonna have a different relationship. Like, that's why I'd never like take in too much of what people say how they want the relationship or how a relationship should be, because it's always gonna be different no matter what. And you know, as long as it's healthy, both are happy, there's no problem in it. I always dislike when people try to push their ideals on what relationships should be like on you. I'm not a big fan of it, because it's just not how everyone works. Not always how everyone works. But like I said, it's always good to get at least structure from people that, you know, you look up to and that you admire.
Yeah.
And of course, parents are always first ones to be. I like that you added Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Dude, their relationship, like, pretty fire. You see when they'd be, like, roasting each other on, like, Twitter and Instagram posts and stuff? That's so cute.
I think I remember one where it was, like, Ryan Reynolds posted a picture on Instagram and, like, cropped out...
Blake's face or something?
Yeah. Cropped out her whole entire body, and it's like... And I think she even commented, like, you really cropped me out?
I love the one where Blake posted, like, happy birthday to my amazing husband, and it's, like, Ryan Reynolds with Ryan Gosling. Like, right next to it. It's like, and so, like, you know, it's like, what the fuck?
Oh, I think I remember that one.
Yeah. It's just, that's just so funny.
I think that's always, like, that's always just great to have, is somebody you can just make jokes with and have fun with.
Yeah.
Because, like, without that.
But,
like,
but we're saying, you know, yeah, every relationship is different. So if you and your significant other don't make jokes, it's fine.
Yeah, it's totally fine. Don't take advice from us. Like, come on. No, we're going to have our own ideals, and this is our show. We're going to talk about our ideals. But yeah, like, then again, you know, everyone's different. But yeah, my ideals are... What are your ideals? Let me ask you that. What are your ideals?
I think, as in, a good relationship, I think a good relationship is just good communication. I just want... I just think that the best way for you guys to be happier is to talk, and if you guys don't talk, how are you guys gonna know anything, you know?
I completely agree, but
that's,
like,
yeah, that's where I stand. What about you?
Well,
the one thing that you need, you think?
Laughter. I grew up in a family of making jokes, having laughs, and making memories of those laughs and jokes. And that's what I really aim for, is being able to laugh like hard and like hearty. But you know, in my family, we do laugh at each other's expenses a lot, and that's just kind of like how I grew up. And it's fun to always involve someone else in that, whether they like it or not. Like, one joke we have in our family is where if you're wearing a shirt that shows off your back a little bit, you know, don't be surprised if someone has an ice cold drink and just puts it on your back. And I remember when I proposed to my fiance, the first thing my dad did was put an ice cold drink on her back.
That's hella funny.
And he said, "Welcome to the family." I love that. I love, and you know, she laughed a bit too. And I thoroughly enjoy that. And I think a conversation I've always been having is like, you know, obviously having somebody that your family will love too.
If your family did not love your fiance, how would you feel?
I feel like there would have been something wrong with me and her in the first place.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%. There's no way that you can
really love each other?
Huh?
What if you guys really loved each other? And, you know, if your parents didn't approve?
I'm very built off of my family and how my family is. So if you, like, if you don't, or if my family doesn't like you, then there's something that I would see already.
Like, I'm very... I kind of get what you mean.
Yeah, like, that's where my argument comes from. Like, when someone comes, like, I've heard that, you know, what if your family doesn't like the person? It's like, you would have seen it first.
Yeah.
There's no way. Especially in families that you're very close with. You know, because I understand that everybody's not as close with their family as, you know, you and I are. Like, I would be completely surprised if, like, you were to ever bring somebody to your family and your family doesn't like them, because I think you would see it first.
Okay, I kind of get what you mean.
Yeah, because your family's made you. Obviously, you know, you are who you are and you are your own person, but like, your background is your family, and if there's something that your family would catch, I'm pretty sure
you'd see it.
You would see it first. Like, there's plenty of people that, like, their family doesn't want, like, the person, but that's because the person who found the, like, the their significant other is kind of dumb.
Yeah. Oh.
You're right off the bat. But, okay, I'll be nicer if it. They're just blinded by something.
Okay. And there you go.
But it's like, that's usually what I see or what I hear about. But then again, I'm not no guru on this stuff, so don't take my word for it. But that's just what I catch. You know, you're never gonna be happy with a person if the foundations that you've been built on don't match up with that person, or, you know, something like that. And that's just what I generally believe in. Like, my fiance says, I shouldn't say that.
Get in trouble.
But, like, my fiance's been worried that, like, you know, oh, what if your parents don't like me? It's like, I love you, and I know if I love you, my parents are going to love you. Aww. Like, that's just how it is, you know? That's just how anybody is. Like not just...
You're my role model.
But, you know, I'm, like I said, it's just... That's just how I see things. It's how, that's how I, like, kind of understand it. Like you said, I'm still... fresh at this, you know, this is my first proposal. So, you know, that's just what I think.
Yeah.
What is something that you look for then in another person besides what having that conversation?
Besides, being open and talking to each other other than also laughter, because that's a big part. This it's like trusting.
Of course. I think it
kind of goes with talking.
I think when I have conversation, okay, this is from our last episode. Me already talked about what is your word that you always say. I think that's my word. I say that too much. But back to what I was saying. People that I've talked to, the second trust gets brought into the conversation about, like, I don't know if I can trust this person, that's my immediate red flag. Like, you cannot have a relationship without trust.
My goal about it is that I'm going to trust you until you give me something not to trust you about, you know?
That's good.
That's how I see it. So it's like,
yeah,
I'm not going into it thinking like, oh, I don't know if I can trust you. I'm going to is, I trust you. Show me that I can't trust you, and then it's going to be, that's it, you know?
And even with that, like, if someone were to do something to break your trust, I still feel like there is still something that you can do to help that.
Oh, yeah.
Because not everyone's built the same, and that's completely okay. Not everyone's built understanding this or knowing this and knowing that. Like, I know I'm not. And, you know, to have that brought up, understand it, and work on it and make it better, that's just, like, how life is, you know? It's iron sharpens iron. Thank you. I was like, how am I messing this up already? But, yeah, it's iron sharpens iron. You know, you are in a relationship, and you should always try to go in a relationship
trying the best you can, better and build on it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Because, like I said before in our last episode, you know, we can always be better no matter what. And I think in a relationship that gets tested quite a bit, because I'm not lying, and I'm not gonna, like, you know, this is not one-sided. I can tell you 1,000% my fiance has been tested by me, by my ignorance and dumb ideas and just, like, how I am. But, you know, she loves me and I love her, and we talk it out, work it out. Because to me, like, you know, of course, like, we're not gonna always agree on things, and we're not gonna have the same thoughts about things. But it's like, you know, before I was very stubborn, and I don't like that, so I choose to change. And even though there are some things I can still be, like, a little tougher on, I make sure what I'm tougher on is, like, based on my ideals and how I believe they should be.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, that can always change, that can always be, like, altered. And even with that, like, it doesn't, to me, have to be, you know, the end all be all. Like, I've said before, I would rather lose a battle, because arguments are just dumb to me. And I'm not saying, like, you know, I am the one that will bring up arguments too. And when I think back to it, it's like, why the hell did I bring this argument up? It's like, there's no reason.
I think we're both at that point where it's like, we can talk it out, and if you're correct, then I can see that from now on, you know? Because, like, before, it's like, you're kind of blinded, and you're just like, I'm right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But now you can really just talk it out and be like, I see how you would have seen it.
Yeah.
And then I can see how I'm making you mad, and how we can talk this through, and then get this through.
I would say that's, like, a very difficult thing to do. And that's something I brought that up to somebody. It was like, you know, they told me they get in fights. And I told them, you know, one of the most difficult things I've had to do in an argument was to think,
What did I do wrong?
Yeah, I'm at the wrong. Like, you know, in arguments, very easily, like, in any other arguments, not even with your significant other, it's always like, I need to win this.
Yeah.
This is a battle. I need to win this. And when you bring that into a relationship, it does constantly create, you know, frustration and, you know, maybe even distrust, or maybe even, like, you know, separation. But to always remind yourself, like, you know, I'm not perfect. I need to think about, you know, what I did. I may have done wrong. You know, it would open up your eyes to maybe on the other side of, how can this be fixed then?
Mm-hmm.
And that's always a good way to, like, for me, that's always a good way to look at it, because I could be wrong. I'm very wrong a lot. I'm wrong a lot, but, you know, I try to be right, but I have to look at the facts and understand that sometimes I'm not always the best with talking, and I need to be better at that. And that involves looking at yourself in the mirror. That's difficult for people to do in general.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, like, I'm better. Wait. I still struggle with that. I said that and immediately just hit me. I still struggle with doing that. Like, I still struggle with seeing, like, I might be wrong. Because, you know, no one likes losing.
Guys, Sam's up there. We're down here. Like,
I'm obviously at a tier 3 thought level. You guys need to get up on my level. No, but I will continue to be wrong, and that's okay.
And that's as long as I grow.
Exactly. But I keep saying it's a good thing to realize. That's difficult in a relationship. It's difficult in person anyways. Like, I still need a lot to go over. But I think once you get through that, or once you start to get through that, you know, it's something else will always come up. There will always be something. And it's like, to me, it's like, it's issues that just happen. When you have arguments on, like, something that just pops up, that makes me feel good knowing that it's just things that come up, not something that's constant.
Yeah.
You know, that's the sign. To me, that's a sign of, like, you know, we're going the right way. It's just like, you know, oh, that pops up. All right, well, we're going to talk about this until we figure it out. And then once we figure it out, put it behind us, and now we at least know.
And
yeah,
it's something that we learn from.
Yeah, exactly. Always learning.
Yeah.
What do you think is your biggest struggle when it comes to, like...
My biggest struggle is looking like a bitch. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What I mean is... it's always just that first step. It's like, you know, obviously it's that wall that you have to break down to be able to start talking and being more open and all this stuff. That's my base hardship.
Yeah.
It's that first step that you have to take for it to open.
It's difficult because, you know, for some people you can be taking that first step a lot, and that could be a little much sometimes.
And it, you know, yeah, it's hard. And
because it's like, I don't know, I'm a nerd, I like to think of it as a video game. It's like, you know, all right, well, I'm gonna jump into this game, I don't know how I'm gonna feel about it, I'm gonna jump in, and then you constantly die at the first level. It's like, do I even want to try to continue?
Do,
like,
I want to invest my time into this game?
Yeah, it's like, I can't even get past this first level. But it's like, you know,
but you never know. Once you get past that first level, the next few levels might be a lot easier, and then you might see something in the game that you never knew was there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my
god, we talk so much better when we're talking about games.
The situation becomes, all right, what else? XP.
Experience. You're obviously not gonna get a lot in the beginning because you're not learning. But once you start gathering all this information one by one, it becomes easier to learn, and you'll know what you're doing. And then by then, you'll have a lot more experience.
Tutorials. I like tutorials because, like, there's no shame in just trying to understand, like, the human conversation. Because it's weird to say it like this, but, you know, there are classes you can take, not just on relationships, but just human conversation anyways.
Yeah.
Like, I took conflict management class, and that opened my eyes to a lot of different things and a lot of things that I was 100% doing wrong. When it came to, like, arguments, I was very much like, you did this, you did that, you did this. And that's just how the relationship kind of was. Mm-hmm. And then I took that class, and they talked about, you know, when you do have, you know, inner conflict, one of the best ways to open it, that inner conflict, is to use, instead of you conversations, is I conversations. And I live by that, you know. I feel this way, I think this, I believe in this, you know. It's not like you're not attacking the person, you are opening yourself up to that person and letting them know how you might think or feel or believe in in such ways of, you know, arguments or fights or whatever. And that really helped me, because it's like, dude, that's not something you just get out of high school. I went to like community college to learn that, and I was, you know, it was already a little bit late. But it's like, we need stuff like that. We need to understand things like that, because without things like that, you can see yourself falling in the same hole over and over again. You can see yourself losing to the same minion or boss that you've been losing to for the last, like, 2 years or something. You know, if unless you get that tutorial where someone explains, this is how you should probably go at it, it becomes a little bit easier. Now you can level up to that next level, yeah, or, you know, at least experience some more. And then that's when you get into the next levels, when you, okay, this mission might be a little bit longer, and it's a little bit more, like, I don't know,
it's dangerous. Getting a lot more tough, but...
I'm starting to lose my analogy now.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, it's just, like, from talking to somebody to actually, you know... I don't know. You know what? I'm thinking about it. I never, like... I'm a very straightforward kind of person.
That's good. I think that's really good.
I've never been about beating around the bush. Not even at work. I don't enjoy it because
that's a trait that I am jealous of, and I love that you have that.
Like, you can ask my fiance. Like, I straight up told her I liked her, and she was like, like, I don't know about that. I was friend zoned. I will admit that I was friend zoned when I met my fiance, and I was friend zoned for a while, but. When I told her I liked her and I want to be with her, she told me no. And I was like, oh, that freaking sucks. But a part of me was like, I did not want to lose the relationship that we were building up. Like, she was a really cool person. I loved talking to her. Like, when we first started talking, it was like there was none of that awkwardness.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was able to be myself around her. And I was like, all right, well... You know, can we at least still be friends? Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care. I just want to be friends. And, you know, from that, then that's when our relationship grew. And it was pretty awesome. But like I said, I was very straightforward to her because, I don't know. There's a lot of stories I hear where people are like, I'm talking to this person, but I'm talking to that person too. And then this and this. And it's like, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of that. But I didn't... It's nice to know that you look up to me.
and I'm so happy.
But I think for sure, like, you know, it worked out for me. I'm not saying, you know, it can't work out for other people, but it's just how you play it. How do you think you are then? Do you think you, like, do you think you spend too much time beating around the bush?
I don't think... Because if there's always a problem, I also really like to bring it up. But it's always like, should I bring it up? But then... It just takes me longer, but I end up doing it anyway, which means I should just do it in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm just always in my own head sometimes.
But you kind of like weighs the pro and cons about it, yeah?
I'm thinking too many things through before I actually do it. But then, yeah, and then I'll be like, ah, fuck it. I'd rather have this happen and see what happens now than wait and then
same with this or something. I would say there's nothing wrong in that. I would 100% tell you there have been times where me being a little too straightforward has caused me a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It's put me in situations where I'm like, I should not be here. Like, in high school, there has been relationships that I got into where I'm thinking to myself, this was bad idea because I was being straightforward and I got myself stuck in a situation. Like, it's my sophomore year, I dated a girl that I was barely talking to, you know, because I was just straightforward. I was like, hey, we should go out. And then I immediately found out that she is not a good person.
I think
no, you met this person I think once, and
dated in high school?
Yeah.
I met her once?
Yeah. Starbucks. No, was it Starbucks or was it Hawaiian barbecue?
And how long were you guys dating?
Like 2 weeks.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
It was like, you know. But it was like, it was in that kind of situation. Me being straightforward led me to a situation where I'm like, oh my God. But I was young, so I was dumb. I'm older and I'm just as dumb, but hey, it worked out this time. But that's why I'm like, you know, it's a blessing and a curse. Everything is. There's always everything that we do, relationship wise, is always a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
But it's just good to kind of monetize yourself.
moderation.
That's one thing I want to say, is that you tend to learn things about yourself through the other person. Mm-hmm. Like, I learned that I'm very frustrating to talk to sometimes, because I either, and this is not just with, you know, my fiance, this is literally with all my family members too, most of my sisters. I read through things without actually reading it. Or I tend to make up words because I just do not want to finish them. Or I don't say words correctly because I just do not want to finish them. I'm very lazy in that way. And everyone always points that out to me. My fiance written something down. And in the middle of the sentence, she written didn't. But for some reason, I read through it three times. It was like a small paragraph. I read through it three times, and I said did not. I looked at didn't, and I said did not. And she looked at me. She's like, why are you doing that? And I don't know. To me, if I would have read it by myself, I would just have read did not, just continue on with my life. But no, it's like, now I got to stop, think about, why did I say did not? To me, it's easier to say. Then say didn't.
Did not versus didn't, yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you tend to learn things about yourself, which is fun, because I did not know that about myself. I did, just not in that kind of, like, way, I guess. But I think that's always fun.
Yeah.
And it's just, like I said, growing. Okay. I'm not going to stop that. I'm just, at least I know now. So when she gets mad, I'll be like, I'm prepared this time.
I know why you're mad.
I know why you're mad, but
I'ma still do it.
I did not think that you were gonna get mad about that still.
I don't think.
Ooh, that's another fun one, is just like kind of putting up with some things that some people do. Do you think that's like, I guess we'll what's another word you would call that? Compromise?
Oh, compromise? Huh? Yeah.
Is that something like, what do you think about that? Because the other? Huh?
Go ahead.
Like, there's some people who, like, think of compromise as, like, you know, you're lowering your standards.
Oh, 100% no.
You don't think that? Good.
Why?
I'm just saying that's what some people have perceived it as, and I just wanted to understand. Compromising
because you're trying to make it easier on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're, just because you're compromising, meaning you're lower than the other.
Yeah.
Just means you're willing to do something to make it better.
Okay. Let me give you a quick couple of things.
All right, yeah.
What are you willing to compromise on? What if your girl snores louder than you?
I'll just wear earplugs. I'm a heavy sleeper. I compromised already.
You're a heavy sleeper?
Yeah. If I snore louder than her, my bad. What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do? Can't do nothing about this. This is just how I am. This is how I was built. God made me this way.
All right, nice. Shoot.
Let me try to think. What's another one? Choose with their mouth open.
I guess this is
that a deal breaker?
For me? No.
Oh, okay.
I was just going to say, I think it's just, I'm too much of a lenient person, so these questions don't really...
You kind of are. What are your red flags then? Because I can't.
Red flags, yeah. Yes. All right, let's see. My red flags are if she is not a family person. I'm a big family person, so I need her to love her family and my family.
I got you.
And if she doesn't, then it's like, all right, let's talk this out. Let's see what we can do. If by the end of it, you're still like not trying to hang out with your family, because I want to meet your family. You know, I want to be a part of the family. I want you to be a part of my family. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
So if you're not willing to make compromises for that,
then that's it.
That's a deal breaker for me, because I don't think I can make a compromise for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, maybe the biggest compromise is like,
you won't meet her family.
No, because like I really want to. I want to be part of the family. So I think I don't know, the biggest compromise would be like, I mean, compromise? We keep saying that, and now it sounds weird. Now it sounds like, are we using the right word, dude?
Compromise, yes, we are. Don't worry, I haven't said it as much, so it still sounds like a word to me.
If she did not like her family, the biggest compromise I would have to make is I would at least want to meet them. And then we would have to spend holidays with them every time.
you essentially would force her to go to holidays with her family. Because I would think that she would be like, no, let's go with your family.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if she hated my family, that's just an automatic deal breaker.
That's not even a thing. Yeah, that's not a thing, bro.
That can't happen. Sorry, I'm too close with my family, and you have to love my family as much as I love them.
I love that. That's perfect. I'd say, shoot, what is like a red flag to me?
Yeah, man, you're deep in it, so.
Yeah, I'm deep in it, so I can't. I'm walking on eggshells right now.
The way she wakes up, the way she calls my name when she's mad.
What does she call me when she's mad?
Samuel.
I don't even think she says my name when she's mad at me.
You.
I think you. That's what I hear.
You.
I think, I guess one of my biggest compromises, or not compromises, red flags would be, like, somebody who can't, like,
I think we're...
What?
Using the wrong word, dude.
How are we not... Red flag? I'm saying red flag, not compromise. Compensation? It's not compensation.
Condensation? We're hella dumb.
Comparison?
I'm searching computer? Compromise.
It's compromise.
The agreement or settlement. Okay, yeah. What a word am I? I'm thinking of, what is a word that starts with C where you, like, infiltrate something?
Compromise.
Is it still the compromise, system, but, like, in a different...
The system has been compromised.
Yeah. Oh, it's just a different...
What were you seeing before?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Fuck, dude, I forgot, bro.
Compromise. Wait. Oh my god, have we been using the
word? No, we're using the right word. It has two definitions, I think. I don't know. Fuck, bro, we're fucking dumb.
Okay, well, let's switch to red flags. That's a little bit easier to remember. You apologize to all the English people who probably hate us now. I guess my biggest red flag is, you don't think I'm funny.
If they don't think you're funny?
Yeah, because I like being funny, and I can completely understand if you just don't think I'm funny. That's completely understandable, but if that's the case, then it's like, they ain't gonna work out. Thankfully, I was very hilarious to my fiancé in the beginning. Now I'm annoying, but she's still, okay.
I can make her laugh. Just a laugh. She's like, damn, this joke again?
That's like, I enjoy laughter. Like I said, with my family, I love being around laughter. And you can't laugh with me. Like, if my jokes don't land, or if, like,
your jokes don't land. You're not funny.
Okay, so there was a point where, this is a shocker to me. A girl was hitting me up, essentially. Like, it was, like, very, like, subtle, you know, just talking and all that.
When?
Long time ago. This was, like, when me and my fiancé were first talking. And I even told my fiancé about this, too. She knows. This is not just surprise or news.
Okay, go on.
But, you know, we started talking, but it was just talking. And then she started sending me memes, which, you know... To funny people, that's a big step. Here's the problem. None of them were funny to me. I'm like, God, these are kind of lame. What the? Lame, like, one of them made me laugh. I was like, huh, that's good. And that was it. And then all the other ones were like, yeah.
No, hey, how are you friends with me? I don't think I'm that funny, bro.
What?
I think I have good timing. I don't think
without good timing, you can't be funny. You are funny.
I think if I start saying you memes, you're gonna be like, what the fuck? What is a meme?
I don't know.
Actually,
I don't know. Okay, you don't send me memes, bro. You don't send me memes.
Okay, well, that's because I don't find memes funny.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's why. I think it's because I'll see memes and I'll just be like, oh, okay.
It's so small on your funny scale, it doesn't even register.
No, like, sometimes they're funny, and I'm like, that's it.
What do you watch any memes on TikTok?
What is the TikTok meme?
What?
What is a TikTok
meme? I've been sending you memes. I send you stuff. What do you... You know what? Wait, let me look at this.
Let me see.
Wait. I've sent you stuff. Now I'm... I gotta make sure.
Oh, okay, yeah. Some of these stuff you sent me is funny, yeah.
But now, you know what? That makes me think.
Hey, look at this message. Why the fuck you sent me 8 videos? Because you're my best friend. Fuck you. Oh, yeah. Bro,
dude, it's all fucking one-sided. I just thought about that right now.
Because if you scroll up more, some of them... Look at this Air Force one. When you need new white Air Forces and you're on a budget. That was funny.
Oh my god. You just sent me... Like, before, yeah, you used to send me memes, but now it's like nothing. I sent you...
I got other people to send stuff to, sorry.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
We're talking about relationships. One another aspect of relationships is between friends.
Yeah.
Yeah? Friendship. Wow. Bro, what a connection.
Look at this one that I sent you.
You're sending
me... If you're not at the lake, where you at? I'm at work. Ah.
I know what you're talking about.
That one was hella funny. But...
Okay.
See, okay, you know why I don't send you a lot of stuff? It's because I don't find a lot of stuff funny. But then when I do, I send it, see?
Or because you don't have a lot of funny stuff on your TikTok.
Bro, you want to see my TikTok right now? <It's>...
You're stupid.
It's a lot of just video games, Valorant, anime. That's why, see, I don't get the meme stuff, see?
That's all I get now is just meme stuff.
And tattoos and clothes. This is literally all I get, bro. That's why I don't get these funny memes and I can't say, and food videos.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Why do you think we've been friends for so long?
Because you love me? I don't know.
I just can't get enough of you, Rudy.
Yeah, man. Fuck, let me go. Just kidding.
Because how long have we been friends? I'm asking you this question. I don't want to do math.
For at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't fucking know, bro.
6th grade or 7th?
Somewhere around there. 7th.
So 7th, 2016 minus, wait, that's 12. 5.
Dude, we've been friends over more than like 10 years, bro. I mean, wait, no.
Sorry. I was gonna say that would have been like, we think you made me lose it, math. 2016 minus 5. That's
Wait.
8, what am I doing again? 8, 9, I don't 10, even remember.
11, 12. Dude, actually, like 9 years, bro.
Actually, I think it would be 10. 2016 is when we graduated. Yeah, we're young. 2016 when we graduated, met, like, let's just say 7th grade. I think that's because I think 6th grade, no, we did not meet in 6th grade. No, I remember.
I got there at 7th.
We got there at 7th, so we met at 7th grade. You hated me at first.
No. Sam tells us wrong. Sam hated me.
I love everyone. Okay, whoa. What made you think I would hate you?
I don't know, the way you look.
Because I remember messing with you on the computer, and you got so frustrated. I tell this to everybody. You got so frustrated at me, you stopped talking to me that whole entire day.
Yeah, man. Sometimes I just...
And that made me feel bad, and I stopped messing with you like that. And then somehow we became best friends from that.
No, the way I see it is Sam hated me because a girl liked me that I didn't like. But
that was different. That was after... Shut up.
I can't believe you still remember that.
That's the only thing that I remember.
I hate you at that moment. The next day was fine, I think.
Bro, What did I do wrong? I was just everyone's friend.
And you was funny? Is that?
And I didn't even know he liked her.
And yeah, and when it came to the dance, she wanted to dance with you. You did not want to dance.
I hate dancing.
I was so mad at you for that. It was so stupid.
Sam's out here seeing Justin Bieber. That should be me. Holding your hand. That should be me.
Oh my god. You're dumb. I hate you so much. Why would you do that to me?
See, in terms of funny, I think what I find funny is like banter.
Yeah, I love banter.
That's why memes and stuff don't really get me.
You like that long form of comedy.
Maybe.
I get what you mean.
I really like watching comedy shows, yeah. I can watch a lot of them. Yeah. Like specials and stuff.
I love comedy shows. Like, all right, let's name off. Okay, at the same time, let's name off. Probably not the same time. How am I going to... What am I trying to do? What's your favorite comedy shows?
I don't know.
You can't name them?
No.
Name at least three.
I watch, like, Joe Coy, Kevin Hart, Gabriel Iglesias. Oh. Like, those is what I meant.
I like those guys, too. Wait, show? How I Met Your Mother?
Oh.
Yeah, show.
I don't know. I don't watch TVs and movies like that.
You don't... You are... Notorious for liking How I Met Your Mother. We had an argument about this.
Yeah, I love How I Met Your Mother.
That's considered a comedy.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You're so dumb.
I don't group these things together like that, all right?
Well, wait, what do you consider How I... What have you considered How I Met Your Mother?
Just a funny TV show.
Oh, my God. You're saying funny is a comedy.
Shut up.
You're not going to watch Grey's Anatomy and be like, that's a funny show. No, it's a drama. You're not going to think it's funny.
You don't know that.
That guy died.
Wow. He went there, guys.
Oh, sorry. The Office.
I think The Office is funny, yeah.
I don't know what I was gonna say after that. I just wanted to hear if you like The Office. We like the same shows because I love how I Met Your Mother, except for the last episode. Yeah. But and
Rick and Morty's few first seasons. South Park.
You're not a big fan of the other seasons.
I think the last season slept off a little bit.
The fifth season.
Yeah.
I have not seen it yet.
Oh.
I believe so. Have I? What's that one about? Is that one about the Beth coming back?
I fucking forgot about it already. I told you my memory's bad.
But yeah, like, so we've been friends for probably about 10 years now.
Fuck.
Dude, we're old.
Yeah, man.
Jesus Christ. I would say you're like, yeah, you're my only, well, no. Damn it, my bad. That's awkward.
Wow.
You're my only friend that I, like, you know, continuously talk to.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, wait, can you say I'm your longest friend? Oldest friend?
Let's think. Yeah, honestly.
Really?
Well, no.
Wow. Jesus. Wait,
because I thought about someone else.
Way to clip my wings quicker.
Because okay, you're the longest, like, person that I talk to, like, the closest to, but there's friends before you that I still talk to now.
Yeah, fuck you.
Because I was like damn, seventh grade, do I know anyone after seventh grade? And obviously I've known Moses before that.
And I've known, you have.
I've known all these other people before you.
I think I know
Moses. But you're the closest out of all of us, see?
I win out of all you motherfuckers. I'm the best. With my trophy. So friendship for Fruity. Fuck!
Fucking bitch. Damn. Accept it.
I'm stuck here now. We have podcasts. We have video games. We have a show we gotta run now. Yeah. You know what's funny is that, like, even with our relationship with each other, I'm going to say it like that. There's been times where you would think that we would just stop talking. Because I think during high school, we kind of, like,
went we didn't even have the same clique.
No, we were completely different. Like, it's so easy, like, you know, out of elementary school, now everyone finds their groups in high school, and they're all different groups. And me and Rudy had different very groups. Much different groups. And, like, there was a point where we even, like, didn't talk to each other for a minute. And just out of nowhere, we started talking again.
I think, bro, we're just fucking intertwined by fate, bro.
I remember even talking about, we talked about that, like, my parents had me late in their life. They had me, I want to say late, but they had me in their 30s, like mid-30s.
My parents had me when they were 18.
But it's like, it's funny that, like, you know, our parents had us in, like, very range of life, and then we happened just to ended up being best friends because of that. Thanks you. Thank you for adding on to that. Just staying quiet.
I was thinking. I was like, yeah, that's true.
Stupid. But it's crazy. Because, you know, it's like, because of that, we have something like this. Even though we can be gone.
We're friendship goals.
We're friendship goals. Y'all want to. We should breeze. But it's like, even we've been gone for about like 3 weeks.
We still can come still back just to come back, and it was easy to talk. I don't know why Sam made it sound so awkward.
What?
In the beginning, remember the first one? You're like, hey. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, are you talking about, I know, we started the podcast or started like Monday's episode?
Monday's episode, sorry.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how to, like, because I was like, I was like trying, I was bringing up even to our friends. I was like, what should the excuse be for the reason we've been gone for 3 weeks? You know, like, Rudy,
say it, just say it. Say it.
I said, Rudy got AIDS, so he's going to be out for 3 weeks.
And I was like, that's just not even funny. That's just so real. What the fuck? I mean, I don't have AIDS. We're not trying to make fun of people who have AIDS. Fine, bro, see what you did.
It was just a joke. I'm just kidding. Rudy don't got AIDS, I think. I don't know. I don't know your life, Rudy.
You'd be the last one to know.
I would be the last one to know. Thank you very much. Sorry, this is an argument that came up a while ago. I would be the last one to know. I know this. I understand. You dick.
That's not what I meant.
Opening up old wounds here. This all started out with us talking about relationships, and now it's just us bantering with each other. But that's just our relationship. We just talk to each other.
Yeah.
We've been doing this before the podcast, and we're going to probably be doing this long after.
Yep.
Who knows? The podcast might be going on. We'll have a podcast every year. Like, at least one episode. Hey, guys, we've been gone for a year. We promise we'll be right back to
our usual schedule.
But yeah, even long before. So, I think we should end it off there, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't forget to follow us on, if you haven't heard, we only have Instagram and YouTube now.
We killed Twitter.
At the Mexican Podcast. Not the, at Mexican Podcast, sorry.
And whether you guys were here in the beginning, here in the middle, or
still here after 3 weeks.
Still here after 3 weeks, or even here till the very end. We'll just let y'all know.
Yep. Say it.
We'll be here.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.